This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the new GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. In an interview to a private news channel, Mrs. Sitharaman said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket.
100%, because there's more money given already through the income tax cut. The rates are coming down. So the citizen now has a choice to meet his aspirations and his expectations. He cannot say, look, I have the money because the income tax is reduced, but these items are beyond my affordability. Now everything has come down. I'll give you this number, which is important. 99% of all the goods and services which are touched by GST are now either in 0 or in 5 or in 18. There's nothing beyond.
Mrs. Sitharaman said that it was the first time that both the issue of compensation cess and a comprehensive proposal on GST have been taken up by the centre. The minister said petroleum and alcohol products will be outside of GST. The minister informed that government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, Chairperson Sanjay Kumar Agrawal has termed the next generation GST reforms as bold and comprehensive. In an interview with Akashvani News, he said that the interest of the common man was the foremost priority of the government. He added that the GST rate on essential commodities have been kept at a merit rate of 5%. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that he will submit a detailed report of the losses due to floods in Punjab to the Prime Minister. In a social media post, he said the crisis is immense, but the central government will leave no stone unturned to take Punjab out of it. Mr. Chauhan, who was on a day-long visit to flood-ravaged Punjab, stressed on short, medium and long-term plans for the reconstruction of the flood-affected areas. He assured full support from the centre to the state. Meanwhile, Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria has flagged off 9 trucks of relief material for flood-affected districts. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath announced that all teachers in the state will now be able to avail cashless medical treatment. This facility will cover teachers in primary, upper primary, secondary and aided schools and colleges, as well as Siksha Mitra, instructors and cooks. At the state level teachers honour ceremony in Lucknow on the Teachers' Day, Chief Minister said that around 9 lakh teachers and their families will no longer face financial difficulties in the event of illness or emergency. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal has said that government looks to revolutionize the maritime sector by 2047 with an investment of 80 lakh crore rupees to enhance port capacity, shipping, shipbuilding and inland waterways. Interacting with media persons at Tuticorin in Tamil Nadu, Mr. Sonowal said that Sagarmala program is improving livelihood for coastal communities through new fishing harbours. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Konkan, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and West Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. The MET department has predicted heavy showers over the places in northeast Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Bengal, Sikkim, Rajasthan. In Delhi NCR, heavy rainfall is expected throughout the day. In the US Open tennis, Amanda Anisimova has set up a women's singles final with defending champion Aryna Sabalenka by beating Naomi Osaka. America's Anisimova defeated Naomi in the second semifinal clash this morning, and Sabalenka of Belarus defeated Jessica Pegula of US in the first semifinal. And that is the end of the news bulletin.